Hey guys, happy Tuesday and welcome back to Northwest Orbit, our local music show here on Space 101.1 FM. This October, we are diving deep with Aurora Avenue, the 8-piece indie pop band from West Seattle. Has a different idea of what Seattle sounds like, and I love talking to Aurora Avenue about this because they have the unique perspective of coming from the Seattle youth scene. We asked them a little bit about how they describe the new music coming out of that side of Seattle.
This isn't from me personally, but when I met with a lot of other songwriters in Seattle, they described the Seattle youth scene as like, there isn't just one sound. And if you ever go to a more music showcase, you'll hear that there are so many different artists with different tastes and different influences. We all feel connected because Seattle music scene does feel small compared to places like New York, Los Angeles, Nashville. But that sense of community, like we're all Seattle musicians, really does bind it all together. The community that we've created and, well, the community that we've joined, actually, it's so supportive from the people that are in classical music like Ozzy, like punk rock guys. Like we've played a punk rock show and they were like, yo, we love your sound. And our sounds are completely different, but we all have so much respect for each other just being here. And that's how I would describe the Seattle music scene is just like, or the youth scene is just community, because everyone's super excited to be there. And everyone's so invested in each other's growth. That's what I would say.
Although the Seattle youth scene spans across a multitude of genres and sounds, Henry described the thread that ties it all together.
Yeah, I don't think it's undeniable that there is something. I just think it's an energy. Like we were just talking about, like the community having like a certain kind of energy. And then I feel like if I listen to enough Seattle bands in a row on shuffle, there's just a passion, like an electricity that's not present in some other music.
After meeting in high school and then continuing to make music together after graduation, the members of Aurora Ave have experience pursuing music in many different cities. Henry talked about how that experience has allowed them to identify what really makes the Seattle youth scene unique.
Having been now studying for school in Los Angeles and getting to see like the dichotomy of a much bigger town and a place that is also known for music, and just having grown up in Seattle, the scale is so different and the accessibility is so immensely higher in Seattle than in a big city like this. I just think like there's so many programs that allow for free music for people to go see, whether that's KXP shows downtown during the summer or things that STG is putting on or Mopop. Lots of programs are just creating space for youth musicians. And I think that just has a lot to do with like the birth of the grunge scene and all of those people now being kind of part of the hegemony, I guess, of Seattle. They've reached a point of age and security that they can now allow what was so amazing about their time as youth in Seattle and apply that to our time and creating programs that are super accessible.
We got to hear the story behind Summer's Just For You And Me, one of the band's most recent releases.
Summer's Just For You And Me was actually the original, like, ninth track on our first album. And during the production process for the first album, we just reached a point where we were saying both our production skills and our writing skills have reached a point where this song, we know there's more that we can develop in this piece, but we haven't gotten there as a band. And so it was kind of like, this is one of our favorite songs, but we need to push it until the next release. And so we had been playing it live for nearly a year and getting to do some development process with it, getting to test out some different structures and putting the most passionate part of the song towards the front or towards the end, until we found something that really struck a chord with us, both from a live perspective and from a production perspective. And to put the song out during a large transition for the band, the song really reflects how the group felt that last summer together, wanting to spend as much time together as possible. And I think it's really a platonic love song. And I think there's something really beautiful about that. And getting to share that space with each other and writing that song, I think, was really special for all of us.
That's it for our second episode of Northwest Orbit with Aurora Ave. If you enjoyed this week's focus on the younger music coming out of Seattle, keep an eye on this year's Sound Off program at MoPOP for musicians under 21. The performance is in February and the application deadline is October 14th, so if you have any musically inclined young friends, let them know. For more on Aurora Ave, you can see their website, auroraave.com, or catch them on Instagram at auroraavetheband. Thanks so much for tuning in.